Thank you, sir. I want to thank you for this opportunity to be with you another Saturday morning. We are thankful for the Lord's precious love and His infinite wisdom, His mercy that He extends towards us, and for being so long-suffering towards us. It's not His will that any should perish and go to hell, but that all should come to repentance. And that's what the Bible says. He doesn't want anybody to perish. He wants us all to repent, and that's what He requires out of us today, is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He wants us to pour out our hearts before Him to be saved and born again. And I'm glad that I've poured out my heart to Him. I'm glad that I've been saved. I'm glad that I have something real to tell you about this morning. And I'm so thankful that it's real to me. I'm so thankful that a real and a merciful Savior died on a cross for sinners just like me and just like you. I had no problem knowing that I was a sinner when I was growing up in this world. A preacher preached the truth to me. He told us about a Savior who was mighty to save, and I knew that Jesus was the Son of God. I knew that He died for my sins, and I knew that He went to hell for me, and I knew that He got up from the grave. Up from the grave, He arose a victor over the dark domain, and He lives forever, and He reigns. And what a wonderful thought that is. I'm so glad that I don't serve a God that's dead. He's alive. He's just alive today as He was thousands of years ago when He was on this earth. He's always been. He's always been there. The Bible says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And I'm thankful to know that this morning. I'm glad that He's always been there. He's always been striving. But His Spirit won't always strive with man. He always gives us an opportunity to obey Him and to come to Him. But He won't always strive with us, and you have to seek Him while He may be found and call upon Him while He's near. There are many people that the Lord's trying to speak to. He's trying to deal with. He wants to save them. But the sad truth is that they won't want to come to Him. The Bible says that the people won't come to the light, lest their evil deeds be reproved. People won't come to the truth. They won't come to the knowledge of truth because it doesn't set well with them. It doesn't match up with the way they want to live, and that's exactly how I was. I was just the same way. I knew the truth, and I knew that the truth would set me free, just like the Bible says, but I didn't want to come to the truth because I wanted to live my way. I wanted to do my thing, so to speak, the way I thought in my mind. I just wanted to live in sin. I wanted to experience some things and have a little fun. I just wanted to put it off until later. I was a good procrastinator. I was somebody that would always like to put off stuff until later. And that's what I did about my salvation. I just wanted to put it off till later and wait until I get a little older. But I'll tell you, you don't want to put this kind of thing off. You don't want to put off salvation because you don't count on God dealing with you over and over and over and over. He will, but you don't need to count on that. You don't need to just keep pushing Him off, because there is a day where He won't deal with you. And once He won't deal with you ever again, you're eternally lost, and He won't speak to you no more, and you'll wake up in a fiery, burning furnace of hell and torment and damnation. And I don't want you to go there. I want to tell you about how to get saved and how to get into heaven. I want to tell you that there's a greater hope in this life, not just living in this life, but there's a greater hope. There's a heaven to gain, and that's where I want to tell you how to get there. You see, I don't want to just sit here and preach hell all the time and not tell you how to get to heaven. I want to tell you how to make it into heaven. And Jesus said it Himself out of His lips. He said, "I am the door, and if any man will enter into heaven, he must come by Me." That's what Jesus said out of His own mouth, and that's the way to get there. You have to go through the door. And how can you get to the door? I can tell you. You have to believe that He's the Son of God. You have to believe that He died for your sins and went to hell for you, because He did. It's so, my friend. He went to hell for you, and He got up the third day according to the Scriptures, and He's still alive. He's on the right hand of the Father. He's interceding for the saints according to the will of God. And you have to pour out your heart to Him. You have to realize what He's done for you. You have to realize that He shed His precious blood on a cross of Calvary. And I love the love of Calvary, by the way. I'm so thankful to know that. I'm so glad that He died for me. I hate that He had to face all those things that He faced, but I'm so thankful that He did, because He's the only one that could. He's the only one that could die for sins of the entire world. He was the perfect sacrifice, the supreme sacrifice, the Lamb without spot and without blemish, verily who was foreordained before the foundation of the world. In the beginning, got into a covenant with God. He knew man would fall. He didn't predetermine or predestinate man to fall, but God knew that man would fall. He knows us. He knows everything about us. He knows you. He knows us before we are even born. The Bible says that. He knows us from our mother's womb. And I'm so thankful for that. He's the Creator. He created me. He knew me before I was born. He knew what I would do and how I would be. And that just beyond my comprehension. But I'm thankful that it's so. I'm glad that every word of God is yea. And I love this Bible. It's precious to me. I love to read it and study it. I love to tell others about it. And most people probably think I'm nuts and think I'm crazy. But that's okay. I just want to serve God and please Him. Because time is so short. And I want to help people. There's people out there. They're confused. And they want to do right. They want to get saved. They know that there's a God somewhere, but they don't know how to get there because there's not much preaching going on. Oh, sure, there's plenty of people talking about Jesus. There's plenty of people that are proclaiming His name and hooping and hollering and carrying on. There's plenty of that going on, but I'm talking about real, genuine salvation and brimstone and fire, brimstone preaching. I mean, I'm talking line upon line, precept upon precept, telling people how to get saved, telling them about a hell that's real, telling them about a heaven that's real. I mean, really preaching the Word of God. There's not much of that going on, and it's sad to say. But I do want to be somebody that's real. I do want to tell you about a Savior who's mighty to save and tell you how to get saved. You know, the Nicodemus came to Jesus, and he wanted to know how to get saved. That's really what he came looking for. He knew Jesus was a master and a teacher that come from God. He knew those things, but he wanted something a little deeper, and that's why he came to Jesus. That's why he came to him and wanted to figure out what was different there, and he did. Jesus told him, you must be born again, and it confused Nicodemus. He said, born again? You mean get back into my mother's womb a second time and be born? And Jesus said, no, Nicodemus, that's a fleshly birth. He said, you must be born of the Spirit, and that's a spiritual birth. That's what this salvation is. It's spiritual. You see, inside of every man, boy, woman, and girl, there is a soul. There's an eternal and living soul. When God breathed into man's nostrils in the beginning, he became a living soul. And inside of you, there's a real living soul inside you. And it's dead if you're not saved. The Bible says that you're dead in trespasses and sin. If you're in sin, then your soul is dead. And it has to be quickened and made alive. And there's only one way to be quickened. And that's through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. That's for Him washing your soul clean of all the sin, of all the blood guiltness. That's what has to be washed on the inside. And how do you do that, you say? You have to bring us the sacrifice that God won't despise, and that's a broken heart and a contrite spirit. There's many sacrifices that people have brought to God. There's from the beginning until now, sacrifices that people bring, but there's only one He won't turn down, and that's the sacrifice of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Our preachers preached that many, many, many years, and that stuck with me. You have to pour out a broken heart. You have to be sorrowful that you sinned against God. Not that sin caught up with you. Not that just, you know, you get emotional and you just get sorrowful that, you know, sin caught up with you, that, you know, you got caught by doing something. Not that kind of sorrowful. That's a sorrowful of this world. And that, the Bible says, the sorrow of this world bringeth death. But we're talking about a godly sorrow. We're talking about a sorrow from the soul, deep down within you, sorrowful that you sinned against an almighty God and that you finally realized that He took your place. And that's what I finally realized. That's what brought me to repentance. That's what made me turn from my wicked ways. When I realized that Jesus died for my sins and He went to hell for me. I was afraid of dying. I was afraid of hell. I knew that's where I was heading, and I was afraid to die. And that was a good thing. That was good for me. I needed that kind of fear because I lived a reckless life. I lived a foolish life, but I was afraid to die. I was always looking over my shoulder. I thought somebody was going to shoot me or stab me. I thought I was going to die and go to hell, and I was afraid. And that's a good thing. That was the fear of God that was put in me, and I needed that. I'm glad that Jesus put that fear in me. I'm glad that it finally brought me back into the church to really pay attention, to really start seeking Him. And the Bible says to seek Him while He may be found and call upon Him while He's near, because He'll abundantly pardon. And I'm so thankful to know that. I'm glad that I came to Him. I'm glad I started seeking Him, because He sought me a long time before I started seeking Him. And I finally started coming to Him, started really paying attention when the preacher was preaching to me. I really started listening. My ear was in tune to what He was saying, and I was really paying attention and listening. And finally, at the age of 23, when I finally got real and honest, when I finally bottomed out, I mean, I was hitting rock bottom. I wish I could really open up my heart and tell you how depressed I was and how sorrowful I was, how just depressed, and I had suicidal thoughts up to that point. I mean, I had thoughts of killing myself of how sad and depressed I was. But little did I know, Jesus was right there getting ready to save me. And when I poured out my heart to him, when I finally repented and I just gave it all up, I didn't hold back anymore. I let go of all my pride, all my ambitions, all the things that I wanted to do. I said, "Lord, it mean nothing to me if it doesn't mean getting saved. I got to be saved. I must be saved. I must be born again." That's what I was trying to tell him. And I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know what to say to God. He's an almighty God. He's holy, he's righteous, and I didn't know how to approach him. But all you got to do is come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Just come to him knowing that you're a sinner. Come to him knowing, because he knows your thoughts. He knows your thoughts afar off. He knows your down set and your uprising. He knows everything about you. So you can't come to God trying to fool him and trying to deceive him. You can't deceive God. The Bible says, "Be not deceived. God's not mocked." He knows us. He knows our very thoughts before we even approach him. But he knows all about us, and you just have to come to him out of a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Come to him knowing that you're a sinner, that you need a savior. And it's okay to know those things. It's okay to admit you're a sinner. It's okay to admit you're wrong. It's okay to admit those things. That's a good thing. That shows humility. And God gives grace to those that are humble, but he resists the proud. He's resisting all these people that are full of pride, that are puffed up, blowed up in their minds. And all those ones that are against him, he's against them also, but he wants to save them. It's God's will that all men should be saved, but it's sad that they won't. It's sad that not everybody's going to make it into heaven. The Bible says that broad's the way that leads to destruction, and many go in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow's the way, and few there be that find it. I'm glad I'm one of the few that found that straight gate, and it's only because we had a real preacher, a real pastor that preached to us, that told us the truth, that a real man of God that stood in the gap and made up the hedge. And I'm eternally grateful to the Lord Jesus for that. I can't repay him just for that alone, just for letting me grow up in a real church where the real word of God was preached. And I'm so thankful to be on this station with you all, to be able to tell you about a Savior who's mighty to save, to tell you that he's real today, that I can preach the real gospel truth to you. I'll tell you, and I'm here to warn you, that those that are on other stations and all these different types of TV programs, and none of those are real. I'm sad to say it. There's 99% of those aren't nothing to them. They're just in it for the dollar. They're in it to gain, and I don't want your money. I don't need nothing from you. I'm on this station to help you and to tell you about how to get saved. That's the most important thing in this life. That's the most important thing to me, is people getting saved and born again, because I know what a change it did for me. I know how it took out all the rotten sin that was in my flesh, all those rotten things I was partaking of. It took all those desires out of me. See, when I got saved, the inside changed. All my old ways that I used to run, they left me. I had no more desire to do those things, and only Jesus can do that. There's plenty of habits that I had. I couldn't quit them. I tried to quit. I tried to put down different things, but there's some things I couldn't let them aside, because the temptation was too strong. I couldn't lay them down, and it took a holy and mighty Savior to deliver me, and I'm so glad that he delivered me. I can't repay him enough. I can't praise him enough. I can't thank him enough for what he's done for me, but I am eternally grateful to the Lord Jesus for delivering me from all my sins and all my troubles. And just like the Bible says, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard me and delivered me out of all of my sin trouble. And I'm so thankful for that this morning. I can't thank him enough. And I just want you to be saved. I want you to see heaven. I want you to be born again. So think about what I said. Really take heed to it, and he'll save you. But I see my time is quickly coming on. I want you to write to me. Pray for me. In Jesus' name, amen.